Zeichen des Schmiss Avi Mori, Jakob Yisrael Pilchas, Zeichen des Schmiss Daniel Shein, was Yeshua Fala. Okay, so today we're going to continue beginning packet 13. Today the shiur is going to be a little shorter because there's a lot going on. Rabbi Berman is giving a shiur. Max, I apologize, I didn't get back to you, I didn't forget. I have to call you back, okay? Max? Yeah. Okay. So the Inyoni HaChakos, Inyoni HaShota. So there is a halacha that you're not allowed to pass something to Ishto Nida. That's the Inyan of Hoshata. And this is brought down in Rashi at page 6. Take a look at page 6. The Machzor Vitri, Perusha Rav Shmaya. So Rashi was machmir, not even to give a key, a mafteach, from his hand to his wife's hand, not even to pass the key. We can't interrupt. So that idea is not found in the Gemara. The source of this is Rashi in the Machzor Vitri. Is the source of this halacha. So if you take a look in the Gemara. Ksubas Samachal from page 6. Gemara says, Amar Yitzchak Bar Chananya, Amar Rav Huna, Kol Melachos Sheisha Osa Labayla Nida Osa Labayla Chutz B'Gvizikas Hakos, Vatzos Hamita Vachatzos Panav Yod Avaragla, Vatzos Hamita. All the melachos that a woman usually does for her husband. So when she's in Ida, she also could do it, except for Mezigas HaKos. And so that's considered pouring the water. We'll have to have a separate shiur to understand what does Mezigas HaKos mean. Pouring the wine. And then giving it to her. So the Gemara says that these different Amarayim would do it b'shinoi. Shvuo v'chalfa le'davizu b'yod d'smola. He would do it with his left hand. Rabbi manchale apum b'dekuba. Rabbi would put it on the barrel. Rava b'sadya Rav Papa Ashashifa. So he would put it on the bench. So what about Mezigas? So the Tosa says Mikane right, shining Mezigas. So don't, what about the from the Gemara? Do you see anything from the Gemara? Because the Gemara says he won't hand it to her. Mikan in Rai, the Shani Mazikas Koshu Dover Shalchiba. Vasura Fulahavi Lufarava Lashulchan. So that's a Dover Shalchiba, so therefore, in other words, we're more machmer. In other words, there to put a cup of wine in front of her on the table, that would be a problem. So they would do different shinuim. He wouldn't put it on the table. He would put it on the bench or in the barrel, not on the regular table. But a key is not a dover shalchiba. So a key, the issue is dafka to hand it to her. The mezigas the kos is giving her a kos, even if you're not handing it to her, even if you're putting it in front of her on the table, is going to be usur. But because that's a davar shel chiba, so therefore putting it on the table is too much chiba. But putting a key on the table, that's okay. The only issue by the key is to, so something that's a davar shel chiba, like mezigas hakos. So then it's dafka. Even in front of her on the table is a problem. So to make it mutter, you have to do some type of shinoi, like do it with your left hand, or putting it on the barrel, or putting it on the bench, etc. But a key, that's not no b'chima, so the issa would only be if you hand it to her direct. But to put the key on the, and most things are like keys, because most things are not a dvarim shel chiba. So therefore, the key is also from only handed to each other, one to the other.
Who's just saying that that's my response of the Gemara?
For what?
Who's saying that that's the most
important
of the Gemara, that the key is
also
even to hand it?
No, he says, in other words, he's saying that the case of the Gemara is wine. Mm-hmm. So, in other words, he's trying to explain how would the Rashi's thing set fit in with the Gemara. The Gemara's talking about a kos. So it's mashu maybe only a kos, not a key. Dafka a kos. So he's saying, no, a kos has a different din than a key. In other words, he's explaining how the Gemara will stem with Rashi. Here, that's why it's not a rhyme. Meaning, but at the end of the day, it's two different halachas that might be similar, but are different. If you want to look at the Machzor Vitri inside on page 7, you'll see Kachri Isi, Rabbi Afiyu b'Mesiris Mafteich Shum Dover Miyodo LiYodo HaYaporish. He says Afiyu b'Mesiris Mafteich. Oh, Shum Dover or anything Miyodo LiYodo HaYaporish. Now, and look at the Ramban in Hilchos Nida LaRamban. He brings it down also on page 8. It says, V'osu l'hoshit klum miyodo liyad ishto nida, olito miyodo, mikaven shehi ishto tzricha hachoki yisera. Okay, so now, the one thing that Bez Hashem we're going to eventually see, and this is a very important shaila, is about passing a baby, a newborn, or even a little, or even older than a newborn. Because especially when a woman is gives birth, she's an automatic nida. And very often you have to pass the baby, you know. So that requires a separate discussion of what's the status of passing a baby. So that's coming attractions. But look on page 9 in the Sefer Yireim. Says the Sefer Yireim, "Ksuvus perikafopi aminon kol malacha sheisho selabayla nido selabayla." So he says, "Perish mezigas hakos u'moshetes lo." So the Urayim says that mezigas hakos, not like we saw in Tosis. The mezigas hakos means you pour the cup of wine and then you hand it to her, or to him, either way. But you need both. So, but what do you see from here? Says the Urim, that it's only a din in wine. You could pass the keys because it's only Meziga v'Hoshata is only by wine, but anything else is permissible. V'Hoshata Shar Dvarim Shelo Bekos Meziga Muteres Ach Shelo Yiga Bepsar. So the Sefer Yireim says Fakir. In other words, Tosas wanted to shtim the Rashi and the Gemara. That there's two different dinim of Hoshata. One is handing, that's only by the keys, and one is putting in front, that's by the wine. But he says, no, the wine doesn't have that such a chumrah, just putting in front. It's only if you hand it to her. So therefore, Fakert, you see from the Gemara that there's no such thing by keys, because it's only a din by the wine. Yeah. Only what?
Is it dafka wine that we're saying the zika is a coast for, but like shards bar like water?
Right, the water there's no right. So chiba with water.
So we have the same thing. We have the same thing as like keys. A cup of water.
According to the Sefer Yireim.
Yeah.
Right. The only thing is also is koshal yayin. To hand to her a koshal yayin. But you want to hand her keys, anything. Now we normally don't assume like the Sefer Yireim. We assume like this Rashi. You know, it's a Chiddush Rashi. It's not in the Gemara. The Rashi, Machzavitri, is the one who... But it's interesting that many Rishonim don't have such a din. Let's look at the Rambam. On page 10. Kol melachos she'isha osa labayla nido osa labayla. Chutz mi mezigah sakos. Fatzos amid rechotzos part of Yadav Raglov. So he says, "Ve'enim osenus ol biyadov." So he says that Mziga says, "Akos ve'enim osenus also biyadov." Kedar katamid elo menachas asol laaretz or kli or shulchan v'inotlo. So l'chora the Rambam also. The Rambam says there's no problem. In other words, it's Mashra Rambam like the Sefer Yireim. That the there's only one Isser, and that's the Isser of handing her the cup of wine. Handing her the cup of wine. Yeah. Right. Either way. Handing the cup of wine. So probably either way. But to put it on the Shulchan is okay. And certainly the keys is certainly okay. Because again, in other words, the Baal HaTosfos want a shtim, that the two dinim, but the Rambam doesn't have such a din. That's why it's a question, why do we paskin like that in Shulchan Aruch? The Rov Rishonim never heard of such a halacha. Right? The Rov Rishonim never heard of such a halacha. Take a look at Rav Avadi Yosef here in the Taras Abayis on page 23. It says, Venira. Shafal Pisha Rambam Vayureim Vaharaov Ami'iri Kulu Svilu Lahatir. Think that's Sefer Truma, Sheish Lahatir Mikra Din. Komokum came into Lamotan Ramban Rashba Verbenyon Baleshko Vazro. So they haven't shown him that are Machmir, but he says, Ho of Allah Milsa the Trichel Kulehai Lizar Shalom Oshim Yad Roy Lahachmir, Alpha Sveka the Rabban. Whereas when we say it's a Sveka the Rabban, in other words, many Rishonim don't hold from it, and it's an only Nisr Drabbanan. So don't we say Safik Darabanan Kula? So why are we Machmir in Shulchan Aruch? He says because he quotes the famous Ran in Psachim that Safik Darabanan Kula, but if it's something that doesn't have any Tircha at all, you should be Machmir even on a Safik Darabanan. Usually it's going to be a Tircha. So that's why he says that Rav Avadya Yosef that if it is a tircha, right, he discusses the poskim discuss like Yechves, you have a stroller. Yeah, here, take a look on the second line on page 23 on the left side, the second line. Nafkamina shemokam sheish toroch badover losagi b'lof hachi. Shaper Dami Lismoch al Rambam, Visiyad al Makilim, Kigon Harodus Eglos Tinok, Bikoma Gvor el Rechov Ha'ir. Right, so you have to take a stroller and, you know, to take it down, you know, the steps or put it on a bus, you know, and you need your husband's help. It's hard to do it yourself. It's a big tircha, and she's a nida. So some type of thing that it's a big tircha. So he says, Yidacharami, really the din should have been lakula. It's just that Safik the Rabbanu lakula, the Ran says of Sachim, in a place where it's not a big tircha, we should place where it's not a big tircha, and the Safik the Rabbanu lakula, we. Will be machmer, but if it is a beer tircha, like what's the big deal taking a key? So your wife is right there. You can hand it to her. You can put it on the table. No big deal. But the thing with a stroller, this is it's a big deal. So that's what he. Because it's an interesting, you know, that became the normative, you know, halacha to be machmer. But he wants to be machadish. That really it should have been mutter because half the Rishonim, maybe even more than half the Rishonim, didn't hear, never heard of such a din. So that's his word, and that's the and they quoted Sitz Eliezer. Rav Yosef speaks about here in the Tzitz Eliezer, page 27. He says, "Kamokam nirlan he is night sheish lahatim in the day lebal l'sayel ishto b'meit u'masa rodas ha'egla ve'alosa." The husband can help the wife take the stroller up and down. And then he says it's a good idea to put on gloves. Whenever you're doing something, to put on gloves, it makes it even less chiba. Right, you know, he'll stand on one side, she'll stand on the other side. So they won't be standing next to each other. So that's an added thing. Okay, so that's the story. Okay, there's much more to do here, but I told you today I have to give two shiurim before, so we'll stop now. We got something done, and Bez Hashem on Sunday on Monday we'll continue. Let me say hello to everyone: Ephraim, Retsky, and Max Kirschenbaum, Gilles Weisberg, Nathan Bauer and Mayor Kesselman and Ben Katz and MC Binter, Mayor Kesselman and Ezra Hagler and Zach Berger. Okay, so see you all, Bez Hashem. Okay, so Ben, I'll be in touch with you later, okay? And Max, I'll call you back very shortly. Okay, so Mayor Kessel will speak also.